ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ रीड् द 13th वर्स् शक्तिद्वयम् हि मायायाः विक्षेपावृतिरूपकम् विक्षेपशक्तिर् लिङ्गादि ब्रह्माण्डान्तम् जगत्सृजेत् सृष्टिर्नाम ब्रह्मरूपे सच्चिदानन्दवस्तुनि अब्धौ फेनादिवत् सर्वनामरूपप्रसारणा अन्तर्दृग्दृश्ययोर्भेदम् बहिश्च ब्रह्मसर्गयोः आवृणोत्यपरा शक्तिः सा संसारस्य कारणम् साक्षिणः पुरतो भाति लिङ्गम् देहेन संयुतम् चितिच्छाया समावेशात् जीवस्यात् व्यावहारिकः अस्य जीवत्वमारोपात् साक्षिण्यप्यवभासते आवृतौ तु विनष्टायाम् भेदे भाते अपयाति तत् टिल् हियर् यु हव् सीन् अपि remind you of what we have already seen briefly. So from 13th to 21st, as I told you earlier, Vidyaranya Swami presents the samsara karanam tasya nivrutyupayascha, the cause of samsara and the solution for the removal of that samsara is presented in those verses, from 13 to 21. And he introduces the Srishti, Maya Shakti, then ignorance, then samsara, then moksha. And he says, there is Maya Shaktihi. Maya Shaktihi. What is this Maya Shaktihi? Maya is a name given to the Shaktihi. why the very name Maya means Ya Ma Sa Maya, that which is not by itself, that which does not have existence of its own, that which is as though, that which is not really by itself. That is the meaning of the word very Maya. The Shaktihi, the power, is given the name Maya. But this power, does it exist or not? If it, we can't say it is not existent at all. It is very much existent. But does it exist by itself? Does it have existence of its own? No. That means it is unmanifest. The power is, but the power is unmanifest. Then that unmanifest power, power is unmanifest, that means it needs a location. That location is what? Brahma. We are going to see what Brahman is later on. The, we can say reality. So the power is not outside of Brahman. And this power alone, this Maya Shaktihi, as an unmanifest power, which is known by the word Maya, is has its existence in Brahman. And this power has, this Maya has two powers. This one Shakti is of two powers, twofold powers. One is Vikshepa Shaktihi, another is Avriti Shaktihi or Avarana Shaktihi. Then this Maya, this Vikshepa Shaktihi is wonderful, very nice. But for the Vikshepa Shaktihi, there cannot be this Jagat. And understand now, then that we would not have had this physical body, we wouldn't have had this mind, the sense powers, then nothing is possible. And without this body, mind, sense complex, the consciousness, the Brahman, Brahman has independent existence. Brahman has independent existence. It exists independent of Maya Shakti. Maya exists, not created by Brahman. Maya exists, isn't it? As part and parcel of Brahman, but depending upon Brahman. Isn't it? But here, but this Brahman, for it to have, to become manifest, it needs a manifesting medium. Understand? Without manifesting medium, Brahman will always be what? Just existence. But it cannot become manifest. Therefore, we say this body, mind, sense complex, and all these sense powers, all the Namarupani we are seeing, they're all what? I said, Vikshepa Shaktihi alone creates this universe. When the whole universe's creation means what? All the Namarupas, which are unmanifest, they become manifest. So manifestation of unmanifest Namarupani is called what? Srishtihi. And there is that manifestation we saw very beautifully, the author presented. Pena Adivat, like the foam or the surf, in the water, Abdav Pena Adivat, all these Namarupani are just manifest, spread out where? The surface of Brahman only. I mean, they are not outside of Brahman. So the unmanifest Namarupani becoming manifest is called Srishtihi. It is because of Vikshepa Shaktihi. That is beautiful. Then this Vikshepa Shaktihi operates at the individual level. It creates the whole Jagat is what? Is a manifestation of unmanifest Namarupani. That means they were already there unmanifest, they become manifest. Therefore, with the Jagat includes what? Individual human body, mind, sense complex also is part of the Jagat. Therefore, Vikshepa Shakti is manifest, means all are material manifestations only here. You can understand, this is what is highest term of manifestation, human mind. Human body, then human mind, all if you see the evolution of the human mind also what? The knowledge, I am, that is also what now? Vikshepa Shakti is manifestation only. The vritti is possible, isn't it? Without the vritti, I am, cognition is not possible. That vritti, I have thought also is what? Manifestation of vikshepa shakti only. That is the point. Then that stops. That vikshepa shakti, what all it has produced, let it, what all it has created, doesn't matter what all it has created. The best of the manifestations, highest form of manifestations is what? The I thought, I vritti. Isn't it? Thereby, then there's a manifestation of consciousness is possible, thereby I cognition is possible. That is all vikshepa shaktihi. We saw that very clearly last class. Then, when this vikshepa shaktihi completes it, the work of creating the whole universe and bring the unmanifest forms into manifestation, then this avarana shaktihi starts operating only at the individual level, I told you. And when it starts operating, avaranam itself means covering. So, avritihi is a feminine gender word. Avaranam is a neutral gender word. Both the words mean the same, concealing only. Therefore, it's the power of covering only. Therefore, avrunoti. What does this do? This avarana shaktihi covers. It covers. What does it cover? It covers two things. It covers at the internal level. It also covers at the external level. The individual mind. Individual mind has twofold ignorance. Know that. What is that? First thing is, it covers the difference between the drik and drishyam inside the body. Drik and drishyam, it covers the difference means what? It covers the difference between the atma and the mind. Sakshi and the mind. The Sakshi, the witness, the illuminator three, remember that now? The absolute illuminator Mahadevaha and mind the Devadevaha. Then there, Sakshi is Satyam, mind is Mithya, Sakshi is independent, mind is dependent, Sakshi is pure consciousness and mind is manifestation of what? The Maya only, it is the material product. Therefore, mind is inert and insentient, and it becomes conscious and sentient. It has the capacity to illumine because it borrows consciousness from the Atma, the Sakshi. But the Sakshi just doesn't need to do any karma to lend consciousness also. Just by its presence, it lends consciousness. Isn't it? Sakshi is of the higher order of reality, whereas mind is of the lower order, inferior order of reality. There is Satyam and Mithya, isn't it? Therefore, in fact, one of our Swamis used to say, now it is not possible to get married. I told you, no, earlier, to get the dream girl married to a real waking state boy, isn't it? Both must be waking state, but then marriage is possible. Like that, it is like they two are one, two orders of reality, therefore they are different, isn't it? And one is subject of knowledge, one is object of knowledge, really speaking. Therefore, mind is the known, whereas Sakshi is ever, drigeva natu drishyate. Sakshi is always what? Sakshi is always available only as the knower. Never is Sakshi available as the object of knowledge. Drigeva, mind is always, the mind is drishyam from the standpoint of Sakshi. These are the differences, isn't it? But if we do not see this difference, and in the drik drishya bhedam avrunoti. I gave an example last time. The same vikshepa shaktihi, how it operates at the individual level, even you can apply it to your own dream. You fall asleep, then there is nidra. Then nidra has two powers, vikshepa and avaranam. Then the vikshepa shaktihi of the nidra, it projects your dream, creates a dream world. In the dream world, everything is there. You are there. Your friends are there. Some people who cause trouble for you, they're also there. And then there's a pain, there's a pleasure, there is everything you have. There is chetanam, achetanam, jangama, sthavara, all mobile, immobile, everything you have. Characharam jagat, you have, but how? Isn't it? all in swapnam. But that time, when you are dreaming, for you, as long as you are dreaming, dream is very much real for you. Because you do, as you are dreaming, you do not know, I am only watching dream. I am only seeing dream. You do not know the dream is a dream when you are dreaming. Isn't it? That means what? The one who, the seer of the dream and the seen dream, isn't it being different? Isn't it? The difference between the seer of the dream, experiencer of the dream, and the experienced, the dreamt, isn't it? That difference is covered. That is why dream is real, as long as you are asleep. Whose job it is? Avarana Shaktihi. Similarly, it's the same way, even in your waking state also, you know you are, isn't it? But you do not know who you are. And second thing, that is also avaranam. You know you are, you do not know who you are. That is why you are not able to see the drik drishya bhedaha inside. You can't differentiate, differentiate the seer, the sakshi being this pure seer, isn't it? And the mind being the drishyam, you are not able to see the difference. This is the problem, isn't it? Caused by what? Avarana Shaktihi. This is at the internal level. The same Avarana Shaktihi also covers the difference between what? Difference between Brahman and Namarupa outside. The whole Jagat, I told you what? The whole Jagat is Brahman plus manifest Namarupa. Remember that now. When I say ocean, H2O plus ocean Namarupa, so also the whole Jagat is what? Brahman plus Namarupa. But what do we see? We do not see that Jagat means the Namarupani with Brahman. There is a difference. Definitely there is a difference. You cannot physically separate the water and the wave, water and the ocean, but still you have to see the water being distinct from the Namarupa ocean. Physical separation is not possible, isn't it? Physical separation of light and the object which is illumined, you can't separate. It's not possible. But still you can always distinguish, isn't it? You can distinctly know, you have to know distinctly one and the other. Similarly, here also, you with the whole Jagat, you have to see what? Distinctly Brahman. With reference to Jagat, Brahman is what? The existence, a pure existence with the Namarupa, and you are not able to see the difference. Bhedam avrunoti. Brahma sargayoho bhedam avrunoti. It covers the difference between the existence and Namarupa externally. Understand now? So what? It covers so what? You will ask, so what? This covering is called what? Ignorance of what is real externally. There is ignorance of what is not real. So here also, ignorance of what is real with reference to individual, what is not real. What is satyam with reference to individual, what is mithya with reference to individual, we do not know. The bhedam we do not know. And with reference to Jagat also, what is satyam, what is mithya, we do not know. That is, understand now, if we do not know, that because of avarana shakti, because the bhedaha is avritaha. The difference between these two levels, this difference is covered by avarana shaktihi. So what? It covers. It cover. So what? That is the problem, isn't it? This is a technical presentation now. Okay? This is how avarana shaktihi acts. This is how it covers. So what happens thereafter? we mix up things. Because of this avarna shakti, it covers the differences. Then we mistake one for the other. The error takes place. If the error does not take place, no problem, even if it covers. If the error takes place in our perception of the individual level also, there is error, and universe level also there is error. There's a perception, erroneous perception. There's error in what? In a perception of the universe, perception of the self. Error also, mistake also happens at two levels because of this covering of the difference. So covering results in what? Error in your perception at individual level and also total level. You mistake the mithya for satyam. Here also you mistake the mithya for satyam. And you think satyam is mithya. Both ways. Isn't it? Then what happens? We saw last class. This happens. This is because it covers the difference. Because you mistake the mithya for satyam, anatma for atma, at the individual level, what happens? We saw last class. Till was an old lesson. Okay, we had to go to the new lesson. But before that, when you mistake the anatma for the atma, not that you all want to mistake the anatma for the atma. You're helpless. Okay, helplessly, we naturally, there is error in our understanding that we mistake anatma for the atma because the difference is covered. If I mistake anatma for the atma, what? So what? It is nothing. If you can mistake anatma for atma, no problem. But what happens? You also have a notion, develop a notion about what? About the self. Notion about this self. Why there is a notion about the self? That is how naturally the self, the notion gets formed about this self. And not only mistake anatma for the atma, all the anatma dharmas, attributes of the anatma become superimposed upon the atma. Understand now? Superimposed upon the atma. The superimposition of the limitations, the problems of the anatma upon the limitless atma is what? When you say atma is limitless, then how can a limitless atma, isn't it, have the limitations? That means there is no real superimposition possible. Real transference is not possible. But still, all the limitations of the anatma are superimposed upon the atma falsely. Okay, this false transference of the limitations of anatma upon the atma is called what? Dharma adhyasaha. Do you remember the word I taught you last class? Dharma adhyasaha. That is why anatma with individual level, at the individual level, we can understand the technical term upadhihi. What is that? This physical body, this mind, these senses, you know, this relative illuminators, sense organs, and also what? This mind, these two and the physical body, all of them are what now? We say this here, all upadhis. They're called upadhi. Sthula shariram is one upadhi. Mind is one upadhi. Pranas are upadhihi. No, and the form one upadhi. Sense organs are upadhis. All the material, body, mind, sense complex is said to be an upadhihi for the mithya anatma, becomes an upadhi for the satya atma. Okay, what is upadhihi? Again, example last class, remember? Crystal, did I give you the example?
Yes.
Crystal, I don't know, because I do the class, the other class also, that's why. Crystal and japa kusumam. Because traditionally, Shankara uses this example in his Bhashyam. So all the teachers follow the same thing, the best example. If I think of some new example, I can think of. Swamiji does all those things, okay? I don't go for all those things. See, upadhihi, The crystal is always clear, and the japa kusumam, the single petaled red hibiscus, which is red in color, very auspicious we consider in India, and that flower, the container is crystal clear, but you put, even here you can see the same plastics, you can see here, you put the colors, let's say we have lots of toys and things, show pieces, where the plastic is there, white, clear plastic, and then you have put all these colorful stones, they put, and it looks colorful outside, isn't it? So it looks as though it has borrowed the color, the dharma of the flower. It looks red. And from distance you do think the crystal has become red. Has crystal become red? No. Why it has not become red? Because crystal will never become red, never become any color, because crystal is always clear. And so the flower cannot give its dharma to the crystal also, but it has falsely transferred its redness to the crystal. That means what? You think it has, the color, the crystal has become red, but really crystal has not become red. It looks red because of the intimate, close, proximate association of the flower and the crystal. Isn't it? Existence. Similarly, here also the body, that therefore the japa kusumam is an upadhihi for the crystal. What is upadhihi now? That which falsely transfers its attributes or gunas or dharmas to something which is closely there. That's called upadhi. Upadhiyate asminiti. Isn't it? That which lends its attribute falsely, not really. It really gives, it's difficult, isn't it? It doesn't really give, but falsely gives. The falsely transfers its attributes. That's called that which transfers its attributes, gunas, dharmas, falsely to the something which is closely available is called upadhihi of that. So, japa kusumam is an upadhihi for the crystal. This example. Therefore, this body, this all the material body, mind, sense complex, now which are inert and insentient, which borrow existence, consciousness, sentience, everything from the Atma, isn't it? And then they lend their limit, they are subject to limitations. They are subject to limitation. You can never make a material product, you know, free from limitations, or definitely subject to all limitations, because of the very nature of constantly undergoing change, isn't it? All the limitations are superimposed upon the Atma, means that superimposition of dharmas, adhyaropaha, is what? No, false transference, isn't it? Then when you transfer, here you look what? No, Atmani avabhasate, we saw in the last class. It looks as though this is called what? No, and say this individual with the erroneous, with the ignorance of the self, caused by what? Ignorance of the self caused by what? Avarna shaktihi. Why? How it is caused? Because it covers the difference between sakshi and the mind. Thereby what happens is error in the perception of what sakshi is and what the mind is. Therefore, what do? You mistake the mind for the sakshi. Once you mistake the mind for the sakshi for the mind, then you mistake the body, all the body, other anatma aspects, we associate with the body also for what? The atma. This is called adhyara, isn't it? Then, after that, you superimpose imitations of anatma upon the atma. It's called false transference, isn't it? Then there is identity. There's something called identity. What identity? This individual has identity with the body, mind, sense complex. I am a human being. Relatively is okay, but absolutely for us, I am a human being. I am a mortal. I am subject to. I'm a mortal. I was born, I'm going to die, I'm, no, this, This is, I am insecure, I am dependent. I am insecure, I am dependent, I am unhappy. I'm insecure is the very worst thing. I am insecure, I am dependent. Now, I need support and help, isn't it? These notions are what now, expressions of one's wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Okay? This is what now, technical presentation of problem is okay. That, then how, what is symptom of this disease, isn't it? That is, all our problems we have, our sorrows in life, and then my dependence, no? Then I think I'm dependent, and then I do not know that I'm independent. I'm dependent on, I naturally become dependent on my education, my knowledge, my people, my family and friends and relatives, the whole world. I'm dependent on everybody. Nothing wrong. Being supportive and express support is different, isn't it? But totally dependent on them emotionally, we definitely will result in what? Big pain. Because it's called depending upon, isn't it? Things and situations and people which are time bound. Expecting the permanence from the impermanent. I told you in the class, isn't it? Is what now? That is called, that is the source of all our pain, cause of all our pain and problems. This is the outcome of, isn't it? The covering of the difference between Drik and Drishyam. Okay, this is how, therefore, the whole, there's all these Atma is always free from all limitations. Sakshi is always ever free from all limitations. Sakshi is Atma, the Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness. It is eternal. We have already seen that. What is Sakshi? Eternal, beginningless, endless, changeless, it is of the nature of all pervasiveness, and it is independent and one, all pervasive. We know that very well, isn't it? There's no beginning and end. That is what actually Sakshi is. That is how Sakshi is. But now all I am mortal, etc. Mortality of the body, mind, sense complex. Diseases of all the body, mind, sense complex. Problems of body, mind, sense complex. Isn't it? Everything superimposed upon the Atma. And it looks as though Atma has all the problems. Does Atma really have problems? No. Every time you say, I have problems, you are making what? Sakshi? Sakshi has problems. Does Sakshi have any problem? Every time you say, I have this problem, I have that problem, I have that, I have this, does Sakshi have problems? No. But when you say, I have problems, you mean Sakshi has problems. Because you do not know you are Sakshi. That is, isn't it? That is why Sakshi has no problems. Sakshi cannot have problems. But Sakshi seems to be having problems because of what? False transference, dharmadhyasa. And this dharmadhyasa, this false transference has to be, what now? This only false, this not real. That understanding has to take place in the buddhi. Isn't it? We don't need to, you cannot remove the redness from the crystal. No, you get the best of the powder and then even scrub it won't go. Isn't it? All our efforts to make our life happy is like what? To make our life different, to bring difference in our lives. Whatever we do, all that we try to change is what? Like trying to remove the redness from the crystal, which will never go. And so instead of trying to wash the crystal vessel container, trying to rub the redness, we have to understand what redness belongs to, what japa kusumam is, what crystal is. Is it? This is called cog. You can't separate the redness from the crystal. Understand? But cognitively, you can separate. Cognitive separation of the crystal and the redness. You separate it. What? How do you separate? Redness belongs to Japa Kusumam. Crystal is clear. It doesn't have any redness. Understand now, this understanding is what? Cognitive separation of the crystal, isn't it? To have that, you should know what crystal is and what Japa Kusumam is. Similarly here also, you cannot separate the mind and Atma. You cannot, you can't separate. To know you have to have. Can't separate Sakshi and mind. You can't, physical separation of the Sakshi and mind is impossible. Because everything is in consciousness. How can you separate anything which is there? I had told you earlier, physical separation of water and wave is not possible. Similarly, physical separation of Sakshi and mind is not possible. Physical separation of Sakshi and body is not possible. Physical separation of anything from this consciousness is impossible. But still, you can cognitively separate. Intellectually, you can separate. How? You understand what Sakshi is, what Sakshi is not. How Sakshi is the Atma, mind, Anatma. Isn't it? Mind belongs to the is a material product. This separation, is it clear now? This separation, when you understand, then you have to see the difference. You have to see distinctly what Sakshi is, what mind is. Is it clear now? You have to see separately. Cognitively, you have to separate them, not physically. For which avruti has to go. That which covers the difference has to go. Avruti has to be removed. How can you see cognitively, see the difference between drik and drishyam, mind and sakshi? How can you see the difference? By the removal of avarna shaktihi. How do you remove the avarna shaktihi? By Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. Understand now? Shravanam Mananam. Simply not one day. Go. No. Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. One has to do continuously. What is Shravanam? You know? Systematically studying for a length of time, consistently, with commitment, with the help of the teacher. Isn't it the teacher who's alive also? Understand now? And then you can't have emotional attachment to the teacher who's no more. Understand now? Teacher, this is called, the Shravana one has to study for, I'm not simply saying, Shankara says this, okay? All teachers say that. I'm just saying what I have learned from my teachers. So here, that is what is Shravana. One has to do Shravanam for length of time, and Shravanam, the more of Shravanam you do, that is when you will have doubts. You will not have doubts until you start doing Shravanam. You know that? Then doubts will come, and further listening will help you resolve all the doubts which arise after you do Shravanam. Before Shravanam, you have doubts means, how can you have doubts at all without having any understanding? Isn't it? So Shravanam will help. Shravanam, you do Shravanam, then doubts will come, then resolve, again do more of Shravanam, they have the doubts resolved, then you have Nididhyasanam, then you will understand, you see the difference, you have cognitively you differentiate what Sakshi is, what the mind is, and what Anatma is, what Atma is. Then once you see the difference, what happens now? This false transference also goes. Is adhyaropaha goes. When adhyaropaha goes, then wrong notions about the self will resolve. That's called ahankara nasha. Understand now, what is ahankara nashaha? Who is, what is ahankaraha now? The one in having, being ignorant of the self, having identity with the body, mind's complex anatma, is the jivaha, vyavaharikaha jivaha. Now you know who is individual, isn't it? When the avarna shakti goes, then this bhedaha becomes so clear. By shravanam and nididhyasanam, then you agyanam goes, avarna shakti goes, then the difference becomes very clear. Cognitively you differentiate atma and anatma very clearly. Then adhyaropaha goes, false transference also goes along with, all cognitively only. Resolve, that's why it's called resolving. Then wrong notions about the self also goes. Then when you see the difference, you know, I, the self, am, what now? Sakshi, the consciousness, pure consciousness. Understand now? Then you say, our entire mind is what? Consciousness. Consciousness is not the mind. All the sense powers are the Atma, the Sakshi, the consciousness. The whole physical body is Atma. Everything is not only this physical body. All that is, it also is what now? Atma, which is Brahman. Understand now? So, aham Atma. Isn't it? Nitya, Hastamalkacharya says, sa nityopalabdhi swarupoham atma, aham atma. It's a beautiful verse which Hastamalkacharya, he just says, every sentence he says, aham atma. I am, first I say, I is atma. Remember, now you can, this understanding happens, I am atma chaitanyam. Then, so this is called ahankara, cognitive shift of essence from body, mind, complex to sakshi, is what now? It's called ahankara nasha, resolution of ahankara. Ahankara goes, then ahankara born, other problems also go. Adhyasa goes, adhyaropaha goes, ahankara goes, then what now? Bond is asha, needs, dependence. I, the self, am the consciousness, you say. I am no more insecure. I am not even secure now. I, the self, am the very security. I am the very life. I want to live. I am the very life of everything here. I am the very security. I am no more dependent. I'm independent. I'm the very existence of everything. This is ascertained vision, okay? Even as a jnani, when a person sees the difference, still continues to live with the same body, mind, sense complex, does not need to undo the body, mind, sense complex. As long as paradha is there, mind will be there, senses will be there, pranas will be there, mind will be there, hunger will be there, thirst will be there, has to go to the toilet and all that, eat and drink, everything has to do. But I tell you, there is drishtau bhedaha. There is a perception in view of, the whole view has changed. He, that such a person is what? Free while living. Understand now? So here, bhede avrutau tu vinashtayam. When the avruti goes, then bhedaha bhati, difference between atma and atma becomes very clear. When the difference becomes very clear, you dissociate with the anatma, the identity, isn't it? Wrong identity. You associate with the atma, you own up your swarupam. You are not attaining sakshitvam. You own up your swarupam. Is it clear now? Bhede bhate apayati tat apayati. Then adhyasa, that false transference also goes. Is it clear now? This at the individual level. Now we are going to see this Vikshepa Shaktihi. We saw, so the 17th, 16th and 17th talked about the Vikshepa Shaktis, Avarna Shaktis work at the individual level, and how the technical presentation of technical problem, then how it goes and how it results in, what is the result of that, seeing difference between Drik and Drishyam. Now, the Vikshepa Shaktis covers also what? Covers the difference between, it's at the individual level, isn't it? Now, at the, he says, externally, in internal level, Vikshepa Shakti's, Avarna Shakti's problem is cleared now. The same Avarna Shakti creates problem at the external level also, isn't it? That we are going to see today. I have to say so much to repeat what I did last class. Isn't it? Doesn't matter. Very important to make it very clear. Okay, now read the 19th verse. Okay, 18th verse.
Tatha sarga brahmanoscha. Sarga brahmanoscha bhedamavritya tishthati. Bhedamavritya tishthati. Ya shaktis tadvashad brahma.
Ya shaktis tadvashad brahma.
Vikrutatvena bhasate.
Vikrutatvena bhasate.
Okay. Same way, tatha, as well, what does it do now? Sarga brahmanoho cha. Sargaha means creation. Creation means what? The universe, the cosmos, the jagat, the world. You can say all that. Sargaha. The manifest universe is sargaha. So, manifest universe is what? Nama rupani. All names and forms. I told you elements, elementals, and living, non-living, mobile, immobile, all the beings can be reduced to what? Names and forms. Everything can be reduced to what now? Namarupa. Everything that is here is just the Namarupa only. So, Sargaha. So, Brahmanaha, Sarga Brahmanoscha. Also, Bedam Avritya Tishtati. See, the Vidyaranya Swami himself is repeating. Okay? Bedam Avritya Tishtati. Why do we know this? Why is he repeating this? So impatient. But I'm not saying, okay? He is repeating. Avritya Tishtati remains covering. Remains covering what? Bedam Avritya Tishtati. This Avarna Shaktihi, isn't it? Avarna Shaktihi remains covering the difference between Brahman, the existence, and Namarupa. Understand the manifest Namarupa. See, with reference to individual, when you say Atma or Brahman, what do you say? Sakshi, the consciousness, and Mithya, mind. With reference to the universe, when you say, here what is out in the whole Jagat, what Brahman, how do you say Brahman? Existence. The pure existence and Namarupa. It's the Jagat, isn't it? The whole Jagat exists. This is two things are there. Vedam avritya tishtati. It covers the difference between existence and the namarupa jagat. So, ya shaktihi, avarana shaktihi, tadvashat, because of that influence, because of the power of that avarana shaktihi, which is there very much, covering the difference between Brahma and Sarga, because of that power, what happens? I do not see, we do not see the difference between the existence and Namarupa, Brahman and the creation. When you do not see the difference, just as here the error has taken place, at the internal level also error has taken place. What did you do? You mistook the anatma mind for the drishya mind for the drik atma. Here external level also what do? You mistake the nama rupa for satyam brahma. There also mixing up takes place. You mistake Brahman for mithya nama rupa for Brahman, satyam for mithya and mithya for satyam. This mixing up, okay, this mistaking one for the other takes place because you do not see the difference. You are not able to see the difference as a human, isn't it? If avana shakti is not there at all, if you do not mistake the one for the other, there won't be something called pain, isn't it? So brahma sargano sarga brahmanoscha bedam avritya tishtati ya shaktihi. This is that power which remains covering the difference between Brahman and creation. Tad vashat, tasyaha vashat, okay? Because of the power of that avarna shakti, what happened now? Is we mistake the nama rupa for Brahman. What is Brahman? The existence. Then, okay, what is there if I mistake? So first it covers the difference between what is real, isn't it? Brahman, the pure existence, is the reality, and all the nama rupas are not unreal, they are mithya. Empirically real. Brahman is absolutely real. Existence is absolutely real, and nama rupas are empirically real. The satyam, Brahman is satyam, nama rupani are mithya. And Brahman is one, nama rupani are many. Brahman is eternal, the same thing I have to say. Because why? Brahman and Atma are the same. Brahman is eternal, all pervasive, changeless, and also independent, one. Isn't it? Brahman, that is Brahman. Whereas all nama rupani have no independent existence, and they are many, subject to change, they have beginning and all the names and forms will be changing all the time. Is it clear now? Then what happens? This is how the covering, you mistake one mithya for the satyam. But when you mistake the mithya for the satyam, what error happens? Here, when you mistake the mind for the atma, you have a notion, I am dependent. That is the error comes. I am insecure. I am unhappy. I am a mortal. All the notions, error takes place at the individual level. Internal level. When you don't see the difference between pure existence and Brahman and the Namarupa outside, there's a notion what? This, I can rely on this. This universe will lend me security. Look at this. This universe will give me security. This universe is a source of happiness. And it's a source of unhappiness also, sometimes. We think the universe is a source of unhappiness, or universe is a source of happiness, and you're dependent on the universe for happiness and security. Isn't it? Then you're dependent on everything, the properties and positions and possessions and government and the ministers and the elections, and then all those things, our happiness, we feel so secure if I vote for Labour Party. Okay, my next door person has said that now. Okay, that she has put it both thing. So what I'm saying, this is what we are dependent on so many things, thinking we'll feel more secure. How to, all the three people are so, very vibrant people are talking how to protect the borders. Okay, anyway, so these things, this all dependence, isn't it? There's always this fear. The fear, so it's called, this whole dependence business is fraught with what? Fear and insecurity. Is it okay? So, avarna shakti, how it covers the technical presentation of samsara, but how that practically experienced, all with pain and no things. So here both ways, both perceptions. I am insecure. I need security. I am dependent, isn't it? I need support. That is one thing here, one error. And individual, the internal level and external level, this world I know is of support and security. Wrong. This is another error, and we have and the part of the, isn't it? As error, you know, it's perception of the world, external world. Then these both, what now? Cause then we our expectations. I'm expecting support and you know happiness from the world. These two who will result in what? All our problems, sorrows, pains, all of them are because of this two errors caused at the external and the internal levels, caused by erroneous perception, or the lack of different, isn't it? The lack of the discriminative knowledge of what Brahman, the pure existence is, what the Namarupas are, and what Atma is, what Anatma is, isn't it? That is, we do not see the difference at two levels, internal and external levels. Is it clear now? Therefore, Vedam Avritya Tishtati. That is first he said. Now, I want to tell you here. Then what do you think? Actually, Brahman is what? Brahman is, now listen to me. See, Brahman, what is Brahman? Brahman, with reference to the Jagat, is what now? Existence. The pure existence. Now you can say, existence, there's any Nama Rupa. Whenever any Nama Rupa is with the existence, whenever we experience the universe, whenever we know, okay, there is light. Look at this. There is light. There is curtain. There is window. There is a tree. There are flowers. Whenever you say, in all your, whatever you experience, you say, isn't it? Whatever experience is there, whatever you say is what? What you experience, you say. In your experience of any object, there are two entities. There are two entities, two things. The two things involved in all your experiences of any object. But do you see that? The two entities. But the whole Jagat seems to be only one entity. Anything, oh, there's a tree, you see the tree. There are flowers, you see the flowers. You see leaves, you see human beings, you see everything, all the Nama Rupas you see only one entity. Isn't it? In every experience of any object, you see only one entity. In fact, there are two entities. When you see the wave, you see only, when you see only the Nama Rupa wave, there are two things, two entities. Isn't it? But you do not see the other entity. When you say tree is, means you see the tree, but you do not see the meaning of the word is. Tree is means, we understand, tree is means, tree experience is, I experience the tree. I see the tree, I perceive the tree, I experience the tree means, you say tree is, means what? You see the meaning of the word tree, but you do not see the meaning of the word is. You can never say any object, no? Explain any object without saying is, isn't it? Tree is means are two words, the tree and is. That is what now? Isness, existence. Is stands for isness. Isness stands for existence. Is it clear? Therefore, tree is means tree existence is. Flowers are, existence of flowers is. Human being is, animal is, bird is, earth is, mountain is, space is, light is, sun is. Anything you say is, in all of them, is it? The objects vary, namarupani vary. Objects are different, living being and non-living thing. Tree is a living thing. Human being is a living thing. Now earth is a non-living thing. Sun is, light is. So you can say any object, living or non-living. In all of them, what is one thing common is what? Existence. Okay? Can you ever separate existence and namarupa? Now please think, next step. So you see the two entities in every experience of any object. You see two entities, but you do not see the two entities. You see only one namarupa. Because what is common in all of them, in all the objects, a perception, is what? Is existence. Can you ever experience an object without existence? Tell me. Is it possible to have experience of an object without the existence? It's possible? No. Is it clear now? Tree is means tree existence is. Therefore, it is not possible. Always existence is always there. Existence, the pure existence is one, eternal, unchanging, all-pervasive, independent. Remember this now, I taught you much earlier. I'm repeating today. Pure existence is one, eternal, all-pervasive, unchanging, independent. Therefore, existence is satyam. Why existence is independent? Existence is not dependent on any namarupa. And existence is eternal. It is always there. It is not undergo any change. And existence is independent. It is all pervasive. There is no object which is not with, which is experience is not with existence. Understand now? Therefore, existence is what? One eternal, all-pervasive, independent reality. And which is there in all the invariably present, in all the variable namarupani. Is it clear now? What is invariably present in all the namarupani? All the namarupani are variable, subject to change, dependent. Understand now? There are many, but they are dependent. They are what now? Whenever you say, what is invariably present in all the variable things, what now? Pure existence. Existence. Now, if you think of existence, you can't really think of existence alone. Anyway, next shloka is going to give you, he is going to teach you how to contemplate. That is the beauty of this text, very special text. Later on, not now. 46 verses are there. He is very slow, systematically develops it. He will teach you everything. Is it clear now? But what do we see? We do not see the existence. Do not see the existence. When you take this, what is this? When you say, this is specs. This is specs. When I say specs is, what do you see? Only the specs. But what you don't see? Now, let me tell you one more example, okay? When you see the specs, when you say specs is, what is invariably, no, what you see along with the specs is the light. Isn't it? But you don't see the light. You don't think of the light at all. Don't even consider light is. In fact, without light, this specks cannot even be seen. Isn't it? Because the presence of light alone, you see the very specks. But you don't see the light, you see only the specks. Without the light, whenever you experience, you experience two things, opaque object plus light. But when you experience the opaque object, you also experience the light along with that. You don't experience the pure light. Understand now? You don't experience the pure light. What is pure light? Light minus specks is what? Pure light. Light minus specks is pure light. You don't see, but to experience the light, you need an object like specks. Specks is means what? Isn't it? Specks is means light also is. An opaque object is means light is invariably present. But why I see only the opaque object? Even though my very perception of opaque object is possible because of the light, but I don't see the light, I see only the opaque object because the mind is such, it cannot pay its attention by itself to something uniform and unmoving, motionless. Light does not move, light is one, life with light is not colorful, light is not mobile, move, light doesn't motionless, is uniform. It is same with the mic, it is same with the specs, same with the book, same with the orange color, same with the blue color, same with the flowers, same with the living thing, same with the non-living thing. Therefore what? The human mind, at the buddhi, cannot pay attention to the light. Is it clear now? Similarly, please listen to me carefully. Similarly, the pure existence. Look at this now. You can never experience pure existence. Is it clear now? You can never experience pure existence, but you are always experiencing existence with the Namarupa. Pure existence can never be experienced, but pure existence existence is experienced with the Namarupa. There is experience of existence and Namarupa. There is no experience of pure existence possible. So in your mind, you have to cognitively see the difference. Existence plus Namarupa is what? Jagat. Now what do you do to see the pure existence? Jagat minus Namarupa is pure existence. Is it clear? How do you see? Physical separation of existence and Namarupa is not possible, but cognitively you can separate existence and Namarupa. How? The whole Jagat is means, opaque object is means, light is invariably present in all the variable opaque objects. So also Jagat is means the world of variable objects which constitute the Jagat, isn't it? Is means existence is. How are you going to experience the pure existence? You can never experience pure existence, but you're always experiencing existence. Where? With every Namarupa, what you cannot avoid is what? Existence. Is it clear? I'm sure. So how to understand cognitively, I ignore what? Namarupa, then I see the existence. So Jagat minus Namarupa is equal to pure existence. Is it clear? Then cognitively I see the difference. Physically I cannot separate Brahman and Sarga, but cognitively I can separate existence and Namarupa. Once I separate, I know this existence is Satyam, this Namarupani are Mithya. Namarupani have beginning, end and change. They come and go, whereas existence doesn't come and doesn't go. In existence, all the Namarupas come and go. What is that existence? That existence is available for recognition as pure existence, where as pure consciousness in mind. Understand now? Sat is existence is nothing but consciousness. Consciousness is nothing but existence. Is it clear? It's called Brahma Sarga Bhedaha. But this difference also is covered by whom? Avarana Shaktihi. Ya Shaktihi Bahihi Avrunoti. What? Brahma Sarganoho Bedam Avritya Tishtati. It remains covering. Therefore, what? We do not see the difference. We do not see the difference. We mistake the Mithya Jagat for Satyam, the dependent universe for the independent Brahman, and we depend upon this universe for our security. You, the security, the secure being, is dependent on the insecure world. You, the independent being, become what now? Become dependent on the dependent Jagat. You, the eternal, imperishable reality, you become dependent on what? This subject, the world which is not permanent, impermanent. Then that is why all our sorrow is absolutely because of our lack of maturity. Lack of maturity, instead of saying maturity implies our lack of, once you maturity means lack of strength to accept the fact as a fact. That implies in this amik because we do not understand the facts. We do not know the facts. If you know the facts, if you understand the fact, you can accept the fact as a fact. If you can accept the fact, you can, what now? You are a mature person. Immaturity is what? Lack of strength to accept the fact as a fact. The incapacity to accept the fact as a fact is immaturity. Isn't it? It's all because of what now? This Avarna Shakti's work only. Is it clear now? Then this difference also has to, we have to cognitively separate existence from the Namarupa. Not physically, isn't it? That's what she is going to see the next verse. Therefore, Jagat looks what now? Now, Brahman looks Vikritatvena Bhasate. Vikritam means what? You see the noun. Because of this Avarana Shakti, when you do not see the difference between existence and Namarupa, you mistake the Namarupa for Brahman, then you say what? Vikritatvena Bhasate. Oh, look at this. Now, Brahman, what now? Brahman also in understanding, the reality is what now for you? The reality is that which is there with all changeable, changing forms. Vikritam means modifiable, modification. Vikritatvena bhasate means the unchanging pure existence. Unchanging existence is mistaken for the nama rupas which are subject to change. Then you superimpose all the changes of the nama rupas upon the changeless Brahman, the existence. Then for there also adhyasa. Dharma adhyasa. There also dharma adhyasa. Existence is not subject to change. But what do you say? Existence is not subject to modifications. All the namarupa are subject to modifications. But when you say the world is changing, okay, the world means, what do you mean? If you say namarupani are changing, fine. The expression is fine. All the names and forms change means fine. But what do you say? Easiness does not change. World is changing means existence does not change, but the names and forms change. Isn't it? But when you express there also, you superimpose the changes, the attributes of the Namarupas upon the Brahman, the existence. Is it clear now? It's called Vikritatva. Then Brahman seems to be a changing entity. Is it clear now? Vikritatvena bhasate. Okay. This is the problem caused by Avarana Shakti. Then what should you do now? This difference also has to be seen. This difference which is covered has to be removed. We have to see the difference between Brahman and Sarga, existence and Namarupa. That is said in the 19th verse. Let us read it now.
Atrapyavritinashena.
Is it clear or not? Is it going above your head? It's very clear.
Atrapyavritinashena.
Atrapyavritinashena.
Vibhati Brahma Sargayo.
Vibhati Brahma Sargayo.
Atrapyavritinashena.
Atrapyavritinashena.
Vibhati Brahma Sargayo.
Vibhati Brahma Sargayo.
Bhedastayor Vikarasyat.
Bhedastayor Vikarasyat.
Bhedastayor.
Vedastayor
Vikarasyat.
Vikarasyat.
Sarge.
Sarge.
Na Brahmani Kvachite.
Na Brahmani Kvachite.
Okay. Atra Api. With reference to this universe also, regarding this universe, with reference to this universe also, or external level also, at the external level also, what now? Avritihi asti. Avriti means there's a covering of the difference. Isn't it? There's a covering of the difference between Brahman, the existence, and the Namarupa, the Jagat. Then, that avritihi nashena. When the covering of the difference between this Brahman, the existence and Namarupa is removed. Avriti Nashena. How do you remove? Same they had to bring in here. How do you cover? By seeing the difference. How do you see the difference? By bringing in Jnanam. Isn't it? Bringing in the light is called what? Removal of covering. How do you bring in the light? Through Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam. Understand now? So studying Shastram systematically, constantly, consistently with the help of the teacher for a length of time with the commitment, you know. And then when you study, there's a lot of humility is very important, you know that. I'm not saying you should not be respected or anything. Everybody should be respected equally. The teacher respects every student very, very equally. There's no doubt. At the same time, it's very important. Otherwise, always being skeptical and then critical, that will not work. And then, so what I'm saying, it also causes a lot of commotions and disruptions. So, what I'm saying here, this thing, this difference also, how when you study, Shravana Mana Nidhyasanam alone will help you see the difference. Once you see the difference, what happened? Avritihi is not there. Avriti goes. Avriti nashena. Atra api, here also, Shravana Manana Nidhyasanena, isn't it? Nidhyasanaihi. By proper committed study, when you understand, then you see the difference between the Sarga, Namarupa and existence. Without physically separating, it is impossible for you to separate consciousness from the mind. It is impossible to separate the existence from nama rupa physically. But you can cognitively, intellectually separate them. So cognitive separation of existence and nama rupa, or consciousness and mind, and intellectual separation of consciousness and this mind, existence and nama rupa, is possible only when you systematically study. It will help you to see. Isn't it? So, avritti nashena. Here also, when the covering of the difference between Brahman existence and Namarupa is removed, then what? Vibhati, Brahma sargayoho, then bedaha vibhati. Then the difference between existence and this Namarupa becomes very clear. What do you do now? What is pure light? Okay, pure light is what? Specs is means, the opaque object is means, what is pure light? What now? Minus opaque object, minus specs is what? Pure light. Similarly, the pure, what is Brahman? How do you understand what is existence? Whole Jagat, isn't it? Jagat minus Nama Rupa is equal to existence. Jagat minus Nama Rupa is existence. How do you minus? How do you remove the Nama Rupa? The Buddhi only. You can't separate physically, isn't it? So, Jagat minus Nama Rupa is equal to pure existence. Because there is no, existence is one, existence is eternal, existence is all pervasive, unchanging, independent. That is what is Brahman. That existence is what? Chit. Sat is what? Chit. Sat and Chit. By the time you finish the textbook, it became very clear. Only half the text is over. Imagine. Okay? Brahma sargayoho vedaha vibhati. The difference between Brahman and the Namarupa becomes so clear, it shines very clearly when the avrati is removed, when the covering of the difference is removed, ignorance is removed, through Shravanamana Nidhyasanam. Thereafter, then what happened now? Tayoho vedaha vibhati. Then, vikaraha syat sarge. Then you say, understand what now? Sarge eva vikaraha. All the changes, all the modifications belong to the nama rupa only. That is why not to the existence. Is it clear? Na brahmani kochite. Never is there a change on the part of existence, the Brahman, but all the changes belong to what? Only the Nama Rupani. The coming into existence is a change, growing is a change, undergoing decaying is a change, then falling out is a change, always change. Total disappearance also is a relative destruction. Total disappearance of something, only relative destruction, still continues to be there. Isn't it? No, very well. Matter is not created and destroyed. So, consciousness also is what now? It's Satyam, isn't it? In Satyam Brahma, this Mithya Jagat comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes. Mithya Jagat is what now? Vikshepa Shakti, he operates, Jagat becomes created. Then all the beings come, living and non-living things come. So we also come with our mind. And we also, then Avarna Shakti comes into the picture. Till then, very beautiful story. Jagat comes, you come, you see everything, fine, fantastic. It's all nice. Imagine the Vikshepa Shakti is not there, there is no mind, there is no body, there is no enjoyment, there is no experience possible. Consciousness, even though Atma is pure consciousness, is pure existence, Atma the consciousness is the existence, existence is Atma the consciousness, Satya is Chit, Chit is Sat in fact. That is there, that is one, independent, self-existent, all pervasive, eternal, that's true. But that consciousness will always be there. but there won't be something called experience, there won't be something called enjoyment, there won't be something called, understand now, manifestation of consciousness is not possible if there is no Shakti operation. Understand now, Shakti has to operate, only Shiva can manifest. Even though Shiva is independent, one, all pervasive, understand now, everything, but minus Shakti, manifestation is not possible. For the consciousness to manifest, now it needs what? Power. The power, even for existence, it needs consciousness. Is it clear now? The Shakti and Shiva, isn't it? So here we say, whole death comes fine, but the Avarna Shakti comes. That is where the problem begins. Till now, fine, everything, isn't it? When the Avarna Shakti comes, it covers at the internal level, it covers at the external level, and here Atma Anatma, mistake, isn't it? Confusion, there Brahma Sarga confusion. Confusion at two levels. Brahma Sarga confusion, Atma Anatma confusion. Sakshi mind confusion. You mistake the one for the other, then superimpose the limitations of one upon the other, then you have a wrong notions about the self, wrong notion about the world also. World can give me security is what? World is a source of happiness, unhappiness is what? All the wrong notions about the world. It is you expect the world to be a source of happiness, then you'll be disappointed. And you think world is unhappiness, also not true. Isn't it? It's all wrong. Perception of the world is wrong. Please understand. Perception of the world is wrong and perception of the self also is wrong. Wrong perception of the world and the self. And that is what results in all sorts of problems. This is how samsara. And so now, what is the source or cause of samsara now? Samsara karanam is avrati shakti is the cause of covers, thereby error happens in our perception, thereby all the problems come, thereby desire comes, the need comes, inadequacy is there, need comes, we do karma, the desires come and we do karma, and karma produces palam, and palam has to be exhausted, exhausted palam has to be born again, this samsaraha. So samsaraha is at two level, okay, external level also is samsara, then the world is, we go through pain and suffering because we depend on the world. We suffer because we think we are dependent. The two notions, what now? That is a samsaraha at the internal level, samsara at the external level, there is a samsaraha. And what is nivritti upayaha? What is the only solution for removal of this? Do shastra shravanam mana nididhyasanam, then bring in the understanding in the light of knowledge. See, the knowledge of what Atma is, what Anatma is, what mind is, what Sakshi is, what existence is, what Namarupa is, when you see the avrti is removed, when you see the difference, then you say what now? Then samsara goes. Understand? So this is the thing. We have to understand some more things. So Sarge, so then you understand, when you see the difference, all the differences belong to the Namarupa only, not to the existence. Then existence alone is independent. All the Namarupas are dependent. How can a changeless reality be dependent on the unchanging, the changing Namarupa? That existence which lends existence to all the Namarupas are nothing but, is nothing but Chit, the consciousness. I, the self, and the pure consciousness is the pure existence which I experience as the existence of the Namarupas. Is it clear now? You don't need to say I don't see Brahman. You are experiencing Brahman. I said Brahman is not object of knowledge, isn't it? Yes. You have to understand. When I say Brahman is not object of experience, means what? I'm experiencing Brahman means because the two entities, you can never experience pure existence, but you experience Brahman as ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అ గివెన్ నామరూప జగత్. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్ నౌ? బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, యూ కెన్ నెవర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, బట్ యూ కెన్ రికగ్నైజ్ ఓన్ అప్ ది ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ యాజ్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, యాజ్ ది వెరీ సెల్ఫ్, యాజ్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? డోంట్ గో అండ్ టెల్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ స్వామిజీ సెడ్, స్వామిజీ సెడ్ వి ఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్. And I'm not saying what I'm saying, but I'm saying experiencing Brahman means when are you missing, when you miss existence? Irupu. Isn't it? Existence is Bhagavan. Bhagavan, the whole Jagat, where is the Jagat now? Where ocean is means, ocean is not outside of water. Jagat is means, not outside of existence. What is it existence? Pure consciousness. What is Satya? Chit. How do you know? As I. Understand? See, the beautiful beauty of this text is, the greatness of this text is, very special text he says. No other Vedantic text. So many Prakarana Granthas are there. No other text teaches you the Nididhyasana. Understand now? And this author really presents later on very beautifully certain things which are not found in any other Vedantic text. You have seen the? Okay. Sarge na brahmani kochit. Is it clear now? Till here, I'm satyam aham vadami. Satyam satyam pura satyam vadami. This text, I have repeated only what the text has repeated. Understand? This is style of the Shastram. Okay. Atra api avriti nashena brahma sargayoho tayoho brahma sargayoho bhedaha vibhati. They get the order? I'll get Sanskrit people who can see that. Atra api avriti nashena తయోహ బ్రహ్మ సర్గయోహ భేద విభాతి. దెన్ వికార సర్గే స్యాత్ క్వచిత్ బ్రహ్మణి. దర్స్ నో మోడిఫికేషన్, నో చేంజ్ ఆర్ వాట్స్ ఎవర్ ఆన్ ది పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. ఆల్ ది చేంజెస్ మీన్స్ వాట్ కమింగ్, బీయింగ్, గోయింగ్ happens only on the part of Namarupa. Existence does not come and does not go. In existence, all the Namarupas come as manifest, they become unmanifest. When they're manifest, Namarupa Jagat, unmanifest Namarupa Ishvara. What is that existence? Consciousness. What is consciousness? That consciousness is available as the Sakshi, as the witness, as the knower, as the absolute seer, illuminator, as I, as the subject of knowledge in your mind. Is it clear now? So, is it time for us to stop?